Hello and welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? Thank you so much for joining us this week. If you want the podcast to be weekly, you can join us on Patreon.
Yeah, so if you join us on Patreon, that means you get an extra episode every other week. So that gives you 4 episodes a month.
Yeah.
Well, one every week, you know what I mean?
They know what you mean. Yeah. And it's only, I think the bottom tier is £3.60, and we'd really appreciate it. It means we can keep the podcast going, and it means I will cry less.
I hope not. We need her to keep crying for this podcast to keep going. So it's a balancing act between you giving us a bit of cash to help us keep it going and Harriet keeping on crying. So
I'll be able to afford tissues this way, though, so it'll make it easier.
It's a tissue game.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Should we talk about how I got cut from Jonathan Ross?
Yeah. How do you feel about that? Were you emotional? Oh. Did you cry?
I didn't cry. I was like, when I got the email saying like, we didn't have, they were like, oh, we didn't have any time. We didn't have enough time to put you into the program. I was kind of relieved because it's like, it's a 30-second clip.
Yeah.
And I think the bit I did would have been better in a longer bit. I think I'm happy with it. It's good experience anyway. Like, I've done 2 TV stand-up things where it hasn't made it onto TV because I've been like either a backup on one of them or in this one when they said, you know, we haven't got enough time. And I was like, oh, actually relieved.
Did you think it's because they thought you were Ishan?
Well, that is the problem with both our careers, really, that we get confused for each other. I remember there was like when in Edinburgh, someone from the BBC came up to Ishan and went, you were really great on the Richard Herring podcast. And he was like, I wasn't on it. And they went, that is what you would say. yeah, so they mixed us up. But I think even Asian people mix us up.
Really?
Yeah. Like on the Asian network, because we do a radio show on there. Like our producers call us by each other's names.
That's so bad. Yeah. You've been doing that for ages as well.
Yeah, I know, yeah. And they just like mix us up.
It's just personal. It just feels like
And also, Ishan is very much the dancer. And like,
yes, he's very much the dancer, and I'm not.
You're not. You're just very. I'm still waiting for the video. Please do post one.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
You are a good dancer, actually.
Don't tell people that.
Secretly.
Secret dancer.
You secretly dance.
That's why
in
I live
private.
Here on my own, because I like to just dance. I like to dance like nobody's watching.
Well, in this flat, no one is watching.
Unless
you open up the windows.
Yeah, so they are.
Have you never opened a window?
Have you been spying on your neighbours?
Yeah, I do spy on them because across the road is their workshops. Students are doing fashion stuff in there.
Oh, okay.
So you can see them making things. But they never look in. They never look in at me, even though I'm staring at them for ages. Just thinking, will they look at
they
me?
Know that you're watching them. That's what's happening. They know, and they're
and
like,
I'm just like,
that weird guy is staring again, and we're just trying to sew our tops.
They don't give a single shit. They're just
they
like,
they do. You're really unnerving them.
I'm not unnerving
them. if anyone here is listening that goes to, what school is it? Central St. Martin's?
It's London College
school
of Fashion.
I'm sorry. He's harmless. I can't guarantee.
The thing is,
I can't
say I'm harmless. Yeah. You have to say.
And then tomorrow we'll see this on the front page of the Sun.
What have I done? Man staring at students. Yeah. That is creepy, though.
Are you just trying to get some kind of connection going?
No, I'm just like looking at them because I'm so absorbed with what they're doing. I'm like, what are they doing? And then they never look at me, but I am definitely looking at them. Because you have people
it's
have
so
a,
it's
wrong.
Really wrong.
It
I think
so wrong,
but whenever
right.
you look stop
at,
it.
Whenever you look at anyone in the street for longer than a couple of seconds, they do sense that, don't they?
Yeah.
But I think maybe I'm behind a window. They can't really see. Maybe it's like the reflection.
Are you fully dressed?
Always.
Okay, great. Good.
You always fully dressed in this house.
Well, when you say fully dressed, do you mean with a robe on?
I actually don't own a robe.
I imagine you always wearing a robe. I think I just realised every time I have a mental image of you, you are wearing a robe.
Well, when I moved into this slippers. Place, I downsized a lot, got rid of all my robes.
I'm not going to lie, I could see you doing your stand-up just in a robe.
Yeah,
I know,
yeah,
it does
pipe.
Have that vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, he has just walked out of bed and onto this stage.
Yeah. How many robes did you have?
I had 3.
3? And you got rid of all of them?
Well, I had one silk one with a dragon on the back.
Oh,
what are you trying to pimp out?
It was hip length.
No, I think that's good. That's good. That's
your hip hop fantasy.
Yeah.
With bitches just hanging around.
But really short, you know, just like aggressively short. But I had to get rid of it because, yeah, I just didn't need... I wasn't wearing it. Like, I really liked this move I've done because I've got rid of so much stuff and I feel, like, so much better about it. And I went to... Because I'm moving again, I went to this new flat and there are all these, like, trinkets and, like, nice objects. Like, there's two ladies living in this flat where I'm moving to and there's, like... There's loads of nice things, but it just stressed me out immediately. I was like, if I have that many little things, I'd be just like worrying about them all the time.
But do you think you don't deserve to have nice things?
No,
is that the problem?
No, I do have nice things, but I just don't want the stuff that like you like.
You like things to have a purpose. You're very practical.
Or are you just worried about breaking them?
I'm worried about moving them. I'm worried about having
your
to
big
move
arms
them
are going
to
get
them.
In the way, and you're going to knock them over. Your big gangly arms.
Yeah, take note. I've got big arms.
Who are you saying that to, Elliot?
I don't know. I thought that was cool down the lens.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
But I've got weak arms. I've got very weak arms.
I didn't mean strong. Sorry, I meant more like. Sorry, I think I have to clarify. I didn't mean you have strong arms. I mean just like.
Ow.
You know what I mean? Like
you're
they're
actually
just bashing all over the place.
I don't. I actually have control over my move. You're the one who doesn't control your weight.
That's true. That is true. Have we actually?
We've started.
We've started the podcast, but we haven't introduced our guest.
Please
at
introduce
all.
Our guest, Harry.
Please welcome Sakisa to the podcast.
Yay.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. I'm already having a blast. I'm so happy.
It's so nice to see you. That's what's good because we're working, so we can hang out because it's work.
It's work.
Well, this is
it. Is work.
It's work.
Trust me. No, this is work.
Don't breathe on me.
Oh no, that is actually stressful.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can't wait to be able to breathe on people again.
Oh, can't wait. How
don't
you
have
doing?
A husband? Don't you breathe on him?
I breathe on him all the time.
Breathe on Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah. Bobby.
He actually told me that I had. He told me I had bad breath the other, and it was. I tell him all the time, like for the last 8 years, like constantly. And he told me, and it actually really hurts when someone says that to you.
But then he's probably the only person you get close enough to have your breath smelled by.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not bad enough for me to smell. Can you smell it?
No, I can't smell it.
No, it was in the morning. I brush my teeth. I brush my teeth
now. Well, it's morning breath, isn't it?
It's morning breath, I know. But he was like turning away and I was like, why are you turning away? And he was like, I didn't want to say, but you...
You got a mouth like an asterisk of all the fags you smoke.
I don't... Shut up. He keeps trying to say that I smoke so that my mum...
Sorry, Fifi. Oh, she doesn't.
You don't have to cut that, Elliot.
Harriet's mum listens to our podcast.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
My mum doesn't give a fuck what I do.
Will your parents...
Unless I'm on the TV, she doesn't give a... She's like, no.
You live with your mum, though, so maybe it's like she's had enough of you. You know what I mean? Like, I think if I was with my mum, then she'd be like, okay, I see enough of her. I don't need to listen to her.
No, my mum is always complaining that she doesn't see enough of me.
Really?
Yeah,
of
always.
Course, you're so busy.
Yeah, because I was... Like, before, obviously, COVID, I was always out. Like, I literally was... Yeah. Out of the house, went to work, and then came back after the second, third job, if you want to call it that. Then come back until like 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. So she would hardly ever see me, and she's always complaining that I never get to see you. Da-da-da-da. Will you never stay home?
What would you do if you were at home with her? Like, what's she? Just some.
Well,
time.
Obviously, during COVID, we had to be at home with my parents, and that was...
it's been a long year.
It's been a long year. Okay.
I think my favourite thing I saw on your social media accounts... So if you go on Sakisa's social media accounts... Was it on Instagram, maybe? I think that you put your dad... Yeah, so Sakisa's dad bought a personal sauna.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this.
It's a personal sauna. Basically, you sit on a chair and then put a small tent around you with your head poking out the
top.
You
don't even sit on a chair. He's kneeling in it.
He's kneeling in it.
This has probably been the biggest thing that's come out of COVID in terms of my household is that how he came home with this indoor sauna, which is basically like a pop-up tent, like Sunil says, the silver pop-up tent. And I was just like, number one, we're in a two-bedroom flat in Stockwell. Why do you need an indoor sauna? And then he had it on and I came in and it was just like steam everywhere in the living room. Like I was steam, got to wipe off my glasses. And I was just like, why do you need this? And he's kneeling in it.
He's not comfortable at all.
It's like got a little hole where you poke in the kettle for it's just
and it's a little hat he wears
a little hood hat
little hood
I'm like
hat.
If it was white Like, yeah, if the thing was white, it'd be a different look.
My question is, like, can you fit someone else in and get two heads poking out the top? No, it's very much an individual.
It's very much a one person sauna.
Like, I immediately looked up the reviews of it online and people were like, this is amazing. This is an amazing thing. I can just be in my own little sauna.
Oh, no, it's just... I'm just like, why would you need that?
So you guys are just hanging out at home, so like just watching TV or something, and then your dad is in the corner in his own private
sauna.
Not even
in the corner, he's in the middle of the living room.
So you have to look past him to get...
Yeah. So I've literally just come from my bedroom from doing my staying at home work day, and he's just in the living room, in the middle of the living room, just with the silver tent put on.
Like a little train.
Just watching TV. Just with this. I was just like, what is going on in my household?
Amazing. Is he still using it?
He's used it once. And that was it.
Really?
And then he bought a drone.
Yeah.
He's used that apparently 4 or 5 times.
Your dad needs to go back to work. That's nice.
My dad. He needs to go back to work.
What's he done with the drone?
The drone is still in the house. I don't know where he keeps it, but because we live near the MI5, I have to say this because I keep saying MFI.
Yeah.
MI5. Our park where he plays it, which is opposite our flat, there's a boundary that you can't fly the drone.
Oh, really?
Because it will say you can't fly the drone past this.
Where's it? And I'm worried it's because... On the app or something?
Yeah, on the app. So on his phone, it will pop up saying you can't fly around this area. It's restricted.
Wow.
I think it's because we live near the MI5.
I really want to fly the drone. Vauxhall,
yeah, we live near Vauxhall.
What happens if you fly it? Do you think they shoot it down?
I think they shoot it down. And I'm wondering. I was like, fly it. Go.
See what happens.
Fly it.
See what happens. What about birds?
What if you just throw a drone at them?
Well, it's just a ball. I think it's fine.
Yeah, ball's fine.
Yeah.
Do you think they shoot birds that go over? What if it's a spy bird? Because they could have a bird, then you could put a camera on the bird.
Well, apparently that's the theory is. Have you not heard this conspiracy theory about birds?
No.
That came out. They said they want everyone to stay indoors for COVID because they want to replace the batteries in all the birds which are spying on us.
Who said that?
It's just online.
Oh, what? Oh my God, are you on Reddit and stuff?
No, I just heard it on Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. Not Twitter.
No, it's going on some dodgy websites.
Not Twitter.
This is my burner Twitter account. I've got a burner account.
Do you stalk people on it?
No. I don't stalk people. I follow stuff that is non-comedy. And it's just like interesting stuff.
5G hoax.
Like 5G hoax. Cryptocurrency.
Conspiracy theories and all that.
Nah, I've never really got into conspiracy theories. Like, they're quite... The ones I sort of am slightly interested in is like... Were the Egyptians aliens, like that kind of thing? You know, like the ancient Egypt.
You know, like real.
You know,
real
like the normal,
ones.
Like yeah, where, like Stargate. Where did that come from?
What about Stonehenge?
Yeah, like was that aliens? Do you know what I mean? Ancient aliens.
How could it not have been? They're very heavy. I drove past it the other day.
No one knows how they did it.
They're very big bricks.
They've got bowls in ancient Egypt that they found that cannot even be made with modern technology.
But why did we lose that technology? That's what I don't understand.
Aliens came and gave us the bowls and then left.
Are we actually talking about aliens right now?
So do you cry much? Or?
About aliens.
I'm going to cry now about aliens.
I have like cried E.T. about aliens before out of fear when I was a child. 12.
Right. Do you want to tell us before we...
Let it out.
It was more... Well, my friends just started... I think I've talked about this before. My friends started talking about the universe at a sleepover. And then talking about aliens and like whether like we mattered. And then I just burst into tears.
That does always get you, doesn't it?
It's just because it just felt really bleak. And then it also really scary because what's out there?
Yeah, well, we don't know. That's
something you relate to.
Yeah. Well, now look what you've done.
You're not saying anything.
I'm a big superhero fan and comic books fan.
Yeah.
So like, obviously like, the galaxy is an interesting concept for me about what is actually, is there life
on Mars? So you're excited by it?
I'm more like, who wants to be a superhero? Who's going to become a superhero? That's why I want like a meteorite to hit Earth and someone to turn into like
really?
a, I could see you being a superhero.
I hope it's not you. No, he'd be so lazy. He'd just...
What would your name be? Lazy Boy.
Lazy Boy. That's a chair. Have the chair, yeah.
That's a nice chair.
You'd get the call, though, and rather than, like, run outside, you just go... and then, like, you'd be really annoyed to have to go save someone.
And then you would just... Not call, but send someone a voice note.
Yeah, yeah, like, I
wouldn't type it. You're like, yo, dude, there's a crime going on down the road. Can you go pick it up for me?
Yeah, I'll text. No, I think I've had this conversation before, like, what would my superhero power be that I'd want? And I think it would be to see 10 minutes into the future and no more.
That's so stupid.
Because that's enough, I think.
You're not quick enough to deal with that, though, by the like because you're quite slow. No, so by the time you...
Because then it's like, oh, this plane's going to crash over there and be like, I can't make it. I can't do anything about that.
But then what's the point of that?
Because what I can do is like...
Then why don't you see half an hour where you could do something?
Because what I can do is like...
All right, you just have the guilt of knowing...
So again, you're going back to being lazy boy.
It's because I can be like, all right, which horse is going to win this race in the next 5 minutes?
Oh, so for personal good. That's not a superhero. You're a villain.
10 to 1. Make an easy 100 quid off that.
Yeah, that's you're using it to... You can't use your powers.
Also, just an easy 100 quid.
Aim higher.
I haven't got enough time to do an accumulator because that's only 1 or 2 races. So, yeah. It means there's less responsibility, but there's enough power to make yourself powerful. It's very clever.
What would your superhero power be?
Don't say 15 minutes.
11.
I think I would like to be able to read minds.
No.
It's so dangerous. But you'd have to be so confident to read someone's mind, because I would read someone's mind and then there'd be some crucial information, but then I'd read something about what they thought about me and then I'd be really hurt.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be able to do anything about it because I'd be dealing with the hurt about hearing the thing.
Yeah. I think I'd want the power like the guy from Unbreakable. Do you see the film Unbreakable?
Yeah, ages ago, yeah.
Yeah, with Bruce Willis, where he would touch someone and would be like, and he would see the bad things they had done. I think I want that, but what would you do with that though? Call the police.
Yeah. Call me. Yeah, I'm a superhero as well.
Yeah.
And I
no,
can be
you're
like,
not going to do anything.
What are you going to do?
Well, I would. Well, I don't know. Like, it'd be quite stressful because then every time someone bumped into you, you'd be like, oh God, now I've got to deal with this murderer or whatever. You'd be like, you just constantly trying to avoid people.
Isn't it? Yeah. You bump into people and be like, they're about to kill someone. Yeah.
That's quite convenient.
But it's quite because. I don't know if you've seen the Amazon series, The Boys.
No, Bobby likes it.
Oh, it's really good. I was quite addicted to it. And I'm really disappointed that I've just finished the second series. and the third one's not started yet. Because most people, it's like half and half people there are like superheroes. And it's like superheroes in like your area.
Yeah.
And then they've got the national superheroes.
Local superheroes. Yeah, that's a good idea. You'd definitely be local. You're not being a national superhero. You're small time.
Fine with that.
Would you charge for your services?
Definitely.
What, to see 10 minutes ahead? Yeah, I could charge loads. People would be like, which horse is coming in next? And I'd be like, that one. I can't think of anything else to do but to see which horse is coming in. Is my train going to be like, oh, maybe. I don't know.
But 10 minutes anyway.
10 minutes, so it's like that is definitely a lower league superhero. Yeah. But yeah,
What could you do in 10 minutes?
You can't do anything. Like, you can still get on planes without being... You can get on a plane and like you can't tell if it's going to crash, so you can enjoy your holiday, I think.
This is so stupid.
Yeah.
No,
why not an hour or 2 hours where it could actually be useful?
Yeah, an hour would be better.
You're just
going
to make yourself stressed because you're going to be like, oh, it feels like things are going wrong, but I don't know.
All right, I'd like to have a different superpower.
Too late. No, what do you want?
You were very convicted on this one, so.
Yeah.
I'd like to be able to rub any plant pot and a genie comes out with 3 wishes.
Any plant pot?
Yeah.
Why don't you just have one plant pot? Never ending wishes. Why do you need any plant pot?
Well, actually, if someone steals that one plant pot.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't have to look after the plant pot then. I want any plant pot. I'll be like, I'll get 3 wishes out of
it. I'll break every plant pot. That's right. My enemy, and then you won't have any wishes.
My enemy as a superhero would be someone who tries to destroy all the plant pots in the world. It's a good idea for a show, this.
So...
Is someone recording this?
Pollution. Your enemy would be pollution.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
So specific. Why not plant? Why plant pot?
I just looked at one.
Plants, yeah, but plants would be better because there's loads of plants everywhere, but plant pots are more specific.
Because I couldn't think of where the genie came. Was it a jug? Aladdin.
A lamp.
Yeah, and there's no lamps about, is there, like that?
There's like, we're surrounded by lamps.
Yeah, but not the type of lamps they had with the olden days with the paraffin.
Well, now you just rub any modern lamp.
Or just rub a lamp.
That sounds really wrong. Just him in the middle of Soho, just rubbing
just
a lamp.
Just rubbing a street lamp, going like, fucking just need to get home quick. I think that's a good one, actually.
I think it's good you don't have any powers.
How do you feel about that? Are you emotional?
Well, no, it's about you. It's about you. So I don't want to talk about it.
Very dismissive.
He's been on his own a lot.
I have had a lot of time to think.
What have you discovered?
Self-reflection.
Why are we interviewing me?
I don't know. It's all turned on you.
I've discovered. I bought a lot of knives. I bought like five knives.
Yeah. Knives is too many.
And you're about to move to South London.
He's got
mate.
One.
Pocket full of fruit knives. Yeah.
No,
he's got one plate and five knives. Doesn't add up.
It's a bowl.
One bowl and five knives. The ratio is off. Something's up.
Yeah. It sounds really weird.
Yeah.
What? Any forks?
Two.
Spoons?
Two big spoons.
What about small spoons?
No small spoon.
No.
You always have to have a small spoon.
I know. Yes. I looked around at teaspoons a lot and I was like, I don't like any of these. Yeah, because they're like, do you know what? Like a nice teaspoon. It's like, I've seen nice teaspoons and they're expensive and I don't really want to buy.
Just get a regular teaspoon.
Nah, I don't like them.
For God's sake, Sunil.
What?
How can you not
what
like
is it?
Teaspoons?
What is it about the teaspoon? Is it the decorative bit?
I like those, but I'd like a nice antique teaspoon set, but they're quite expensive.
If you want to buy Sunil a Christmas present.
It's on my Amazon wish list.
That's so coy.
Yeah, I know. It's just like I don't want to add stuff into my life that I don't fully really like.
You
does that make sense?
Yeah,
but you at least have one teaspoon.
It's not always about what you really like. It's also things that you need. So like it's not. It's just things that make your life easier.
You don't need a teaspoon. You can use a big spoon.
Yes, but it's just. It's just things that make it easier. Like, you don't need shoes.
Yeah, you do need shoes because your feet will get wet.
You do need shoes. You don't need hats, but it's nice to have a hat.
It is nice to have a
hat. So there you go, you see.
Much of a hat wearer? I don't know what. I don't know how long we've been recording for and what we're talking about anymore. But
I'm enjoying myself.
No,
this is great.
It is fun. It is fun.
It is great.
It is fun. So, Sakita, are you? You have more jobs than anybody I know. You have like 3 full-time jobs. How do you manage that? Because I get overwhelmed just with one.
I've always been a person that's had multiple jobs. I don't know how it's
have
turned
you?
A baby with multiple jobs, yeah. Toddler, multiple jobs.
Yeah. So since I was 17, I've had more than one job always. And
really?
Since then, yeah.
What were your first sort of?
My first job was working in Barrett's, the shoe shop.
Yeah.
Did you get those? Did you have that shoe measuring thing that you put your foot on and then it measures
the
foot? I love
when it
those
came
things.
Up to school time.
Yeah.
People obviously were bringing their kids to measure the children's feet. Also, some people need to realise their shoe size is actually what their shoe size is. Some people try to squeeze their feet, their big old feet, into smaller size shoes to make themselves feel a little bit better.
What ladies do, is it? Rather than...
No, it is what ladies do. Yeah. Like,
wear little dainty feet and then big old hoops.
Like, your feet is a size 8, babe. Just stick to a size 8. I've also got size 9s. We can also get those from the back. Okay.
I've got weird feet. I can't wear like strappy shoes because then one of my toes points out like that. Like my little toe like comes out at the side.
Oh yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, did you deal with that a lot?
No.
You didn't have to see people's feet, though, did you?
Yeah, we did have to see people's feet.
Was especially it stinky?
Obviously, if we had people who were elderly or disabled, we had to help them. And when I was 17, it wasn't the thing that you wanted to do when you were 17.
No.
Seeing people's feet, touching people's feet, not really the thing I really was really looking forward to. But then I got my second job. So obviously working part time when I was at college and uni, working in La Senza. Don't know if you remember La Senza.
La Senza.
Which apparently is still going, but just not in the UK.
Yeah, I haven't seen
so
La
that's
Senza
two failed
in
businesses.
Ages.
Yeah, basically,
two failed businesses that I worked at Barrett's, La Senza.
Yeah.
And then,
but La Senza, did you have to measure people up as well?
Yeah, we
had to measure
bras,
boobs this time.
Boobs. Mm. So I can basically look at someone's boob and tell them what size they are.
Oh, right.
Sunil?
What size?
40A.
Thank you. Is 40 chest measurement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
big chest, tiny tits.
No, it's different for bras.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
What am I?
Thankful C.
I think I might be, you know. I don't actually really know what I am. That's actually really helpful. You go get some bras. I didn't know.
But that's a life-changing thing, having like a properly fitting bra, isn't it, for women?
Yeah, yeah.
Because like, it's quite painful if you don't get it right?
Yes, yeah. It can be very uncomfortable, yes.
Yeah.
Also,
so
like
trying to relate to women, it's nice. Yeah,
but so
good
birds,
for you, yeah.
When they get bras and that.
Good for you.
But I used to find it funny working in La Senza, especially it was like when people used to buy their partner's stuff, they would come in and be like, didn't know what their partner's size was, and they'd be like, she looks a bit like you.
So creepy.
Literally, they look a bit like you. Maybe a slightly smaller bit.
Oh,
you're just like,
why don't you
just go into the chest or drawers and find the bra?
Or would they show photos? Can you tell from a photo?
Yeah, they were like, try and show us photos. I'm like, it's quite distance, babe. And then they'll buy the wrong size, and then 5 days later, their missus will come in and be like, just come to exchange this. Like, Christmas and Valentine's Day were always the time where before, people will come in, buy stuff, obviously, for the occasion. Then afterwards, it would be the rush for the refunds or the exchange.
Lost men, just like, where does this go?
Yeah. And then was at uni full-time, and then still had my part-time jobs, two of them, and then got a job at the pub, the Cavendish Arms. So I was working 3 jobs. And then when I was at,
You were at uni.
At uni.
Doing Barrett's, La Senza and the Cavendish Arms.
And you weren't just doing any old English lit degree like me. You weren't doing media studies. Or what did you study?
Business.
No, you didn't.
Business. Administration. It's an MBA, but like scaled down in over 3 years.
Okay. Well,
I'm doing the same course as your sister.
Well, she's doing a PhD.
Well, she was doing an MBA at the same place I went to.
Yeah, but she's moved ahead now. Right. Anyway.
How was that degree going for you?
Oh, absolutely. I forgot for a few years what I did at uni. Like, I didn't know what degree I did because I've never used it. And I don't think No. So it's never, yeah.
Have you used
your
English lit?
Have you used your English lit?
I read often.
She actually does read a lot. I'm actually surprised by the amount of books you get through.
Thank you. Why are you surprised?
I just wouldn't have put you down as a big reader.
I do like to read. I find it hard to concentrate sometimes. Like at the moment it's quite hard.
That's
but when I go through a stage, then I read quite a lot.
Yeah.
Do you prefer proper books, or do you like audiobooks, or do you like the Kindle books?
All of them. So like I can't just sit and listen to an audiobook, but I like it when I'm just doing stuff. Like that's very good. And then I was really into like the Kindle books, but now I actually like a real book.
Mm. I prefer a real book.
Yeah, it's actually really nice. And we've moved to a new place. We've got lots of shelves, so I need to buy some books. Got to fill the shelves. Yeah.
Shelves for your books.
Yeah. Also, I was getting sore fingers from
You got a sore finger from swiping.
Yeah. Boy, it was like dated out. I'm like, babe, you're buried.
I've never even heard of anyone getting a sore finger from swiping. It's the easiest action. This is way better.
I know. I just keep. I think it's because I keep going on Instagram, so I was getting, and then so, yeah, okay. Go back to books.
However, no, I do remember being on a dating app once and swiping, and it just got to a point where it was just like, you can't swipe anymore. There's no more matches for you.
You
and
ran out. You ran out of it.
Matches. And yeah. I was
did
like,
you have to extend your range?
Yeah, I did.
You 10 more miles out.
It's like annoying. It's like,
up to Scotland. Yeah.
Where else can I find some dick?
And then, so what was your degree was in? Was it in law?
It was in law. I did a degree in law.
Oh, my God.
And then, so it's 3 years at uni, full time. Then I had to do a postgraduate degree for a year. When I was doing my postgraduate degree, I did 3 jobs, volunteering at Citizens Advice Bureau and running a dance course.
What?
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 One more time. Right in, so I had full-time, 1 year postgraduate degree.
Course. No, the dance course.
So I ran and organised a dance.
What was the dance course?
So we just basically just fooled around and did like dance routines. Like, so I used to teach people dance routines that I learned from music videos.
Making me feel so lazy. I can't do any of these things.
Why don't you set up a dance school?
Yes, that's
a dance school. I can't do any dance though.
Well, what's your favourite type of dance?
Well, that movement. The chicken, the funky chicken.
No, not the chicken. Yeah. Maybe like I'd say then my favourite. My favourite dance is probably like nighttime dance.
What's that?
What's nighttime dance?
What the hell's a nighttime dance?
When you dance in with friends at a party, nighttime dance. I can't do Zumba.
Basically, it's a two-step.
I can't do Zumba because I can't follow it. I'm not very good.
I've seen you dance.
Spatially.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I have seen you dance. Yeah, in Edinburgh. Yeah.
I've seen you dance. You sort of like do that a lot.
Yeah.
That's your dance.
I've got a really good move where I like jump. So I like pull myself along.
That
I can do that move quite a bit.
What is that move?
What do you know genre what that move is that?
What genre?
I don't think it has a genre. I feel like you're inventing your own genre, which is great.
So freestyle. I should have
freestyle.
I should have freestyle. I'm a freestyler dancer, actually.
Yeah. Freestyler dancer.
Yeah. I can see it.
What was your type of dance?
So it was contemporary dance I used to enjoy doing. And then I used to teach, they call it commercial dance. But I just call it music video dance.
What is that dance? What's the music video?
Sexy it's basically dance. Routines that you see from like music videos. So like Beyonce.
Right.
Pussycat Dolls.
Yeah.
Sexy dance.
As in like everyone doing the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like a group of people.
Yeah, group dancing. Dance. Yeah. So okay. You just teach them the routine.
Yeah.
Like line dancing kind of thing.
NSYNC.
Like line dancing.
Yeah, NSYNC. Five. Yeah.
NSYNC. Yeah. Five. Blue.
Blue didn't really have dance routines.
No, they didn't, they?
There was more like a...
Hung around.
Yeah. Kind of like a sway.
Boys to Men sort of
it's kind of like a sway.
So you're a lawyer,
shoe fitter.
Lingerie, bra measurer, bra fitter, dancer, comedian.
What was the other one? Pub
dance,
manager.
Teacher, pub manager, volunteer.
Was it when you started working at the Cavendish Arms?
Yeah.
Did you have any idea or think you wanted to get into comedy?
It's a pub. No. If anyone doesn't know, it's a pub that has comedy nights that I used to host there.
It's where basically everyone in London starts. Everyone does their first 5 minutes there, basically.
Yeah, in Stockwell.
Yeah.
So you just worked there and then the comedy nights were happening and you thought...
Because I remember when you were like doing the sound.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, how does she sit through this every night? Because she'd have to watch 21 acts... a night, do 5 minutes, brand new acts, and you know, invariably awful.
Invariably, really bad, yeah.
And I was just like, but you were picking up, you were sort of figuring it out, I guess, from that.
Yeah, so I worked behind the bar for about 5 years, and then Shirley, who owns the pub, was like, you're slightly funny.
Yeah.
Well, you should go up and do it. And I was like, and I remember my first time being on stage was me riffing, talking about lions for 5 minutes and how they shouldn't be kept in cages, because there was a story in the news that day that how a tiger had escaped a cage in America and ate someone. I was like, Yeah, of course it would. It's a fucking lion. Yeah, or it's a tiger. Of course it will. That's what it does. It should be kept in cages.
Oh, so that was your first set?
Yeah, I was doing a big old riff about that. Like, oh, there was no jokes that I had written down. It was just me riffing for 5 minutes.
Oh my God, I would never be able to do that.
I would not.
I'd need to know and exactly then, what I was saying.
And then I was like, oh, don't really, it's not really for me. And then I remember my first joke, which was my lemonade joke.
I love your lemonade joke.
My lemonade joke. I wrote at the Cav whilst I was sitting in the toilet. Yeah. So that was my first joke I ever wrote. And then, yeah, did start doing the sound. And I was kind of like watching you lot come up, like all the massive comedians like Dane Baptiste, Tom Ward was all there. Just coming through and watching them all and being like, I'm so envious and like admire you all for doing it. And then Paul Langton, who was MC on Wednesday, he was my comedy husband at the time. He's now been downgraded because he didn't do comedy anymore. was like, you should just take it seriously, like write some jokes and do it every week. And that's what I started doing. And then...
What year was that? That was
2015.
Yeah,
2015.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
Who MC'd your first show there?
So the when I was riffing about lines with David, yeah, David.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, David. Batman. Yeah.
David's the landlord, but yeah.
Yeah, so.
Do you ever get overwhelmed having that many things going on? Or do you like it? Do you thrive in being busy? I guess you can't not thrive in being busy.
Lockdown, I really enjoyed lockdown.
Yeah.
I know obviously it was horrendous what this year has been, but I really enjoyed lockdown because it let me sleep. Yeah.
you have to catch up on 30 years of sleep.
Let me sleep. But also, like, I got to do things that I enjoyed doing, like doing exercise in my house, cooking.
Yeah.
Because when I was coming straight from work to go and do a gig, all you really have is pub food or like takeaway, and you're just getting fat. So I ended up exercising quite a lot, eating my own food, lost a stone. Put it back on. I just really got a chance to like sleep, enjoy time, write some material, write like a sitcom, which is shit, but still wrote a sitcom.
That's a much more productive use of time than people who probably have a lot of time
anyway. Yeah, and yeah. I still obviously was working from home, so still had to deal with like legal stuff.
But no commuting, I guess. You're basically saving yourself a couple of
hours. I started going back into the office at the end of April because I still had to deal with like posts from the home office.
Yeah.
So I would drive into work, and that's when they stopped doing the congestion charge.
Right.
So there was no congestion charge. You just
great
and drive no traffic, through Central London. No traffic. Just drive through Central London like it was
the
nothing.
Queen. Yeah. Like they cleared the streets.
I guess the
60s.
Yeah.
Like it would normally take me like 50 minutes to an hour to get into work by public transport, and you have to change, get a bus, change.
I hate changing. That's my worst. I want something direct.
Whereas driving from my house, if there's no traffic and it's quite straightforward, half an hour.
The dream. I like to sit and be moved. I don't want to get up halfway. Like that is my worst bit.
Yeah, having to change is annoying. Ugh. But obviously they've done a lot of stupid roadworks to London during lockdown. I was very passionate about that. So annoying. Oh,
new cycle lanes.
Fucking.
She's really angry.
Maybe convince you to get a bike. Maybe.
No. Fuck that. Okay, I understand why they've put up such safety precautions within London,
because
obviously we have to help the cyclists get to their journey, but at the same time, fuck the cyclists. Like,
fuck the cyclists. I think you're either a cyclist or you're a driver. There's no in between. There's like no. Drivers hate cyclists and cyclists hate drivers, and I think it's gonna only end in war.
You cycle,
yeah,
and drive,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So you're
that
both.
Was disproved. Yeah, so I'm the only different. One that's
but
both,
those big
yeah.
metal poles they've put up in the roads.
Yeah, we've got that one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're annoying. And like some roads, I went to see my cousin the other day for the first time. And she's got these poles and you can't turn left now into a road. Because the poles are in the road, you can't turn left.
Yeah.
So I've had to go all the way round to get to her, which took 15 extra minutes.
But you could cycle.
You could cycle right through them.
No!
Cycle or just walk right there.
Yeah, like a lot of my friends also have like moved out of London.
Yeah.
They've moved because they've got kids. They've moved out of London because it's cheaper as well. So I've got a friend that lives near Gatwick.
Yeah.
And it takes me like an hour to drive. And then I realise one of her roads, like the side roads, like shortcuts I know in London, they've all been blocked off.
Oh yeah, they have, haven't they?
Because they've put these bloody...
Yeah,
flower pot thing.
They've stopped them now, but they did that for a while, and it was very difficult. Yeah, we had that in Tooting. It was
so you
bad.
Have to go through the main road, which is obviously causing more traffic. But I'm just like, London, can we just?
It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna
happen. Sort it out. It's not. It's the same with like I think like tourism, like when you have like tourists on like the tube and they're just walking really slowly, or like in Oxford Street, you're just like, move. We've got places to go.
Got three jobs. Get out the way. We're not on holiday here.
Yeah, exactly. So,
are you? So I think you might be more of a Sunil that you just deal with life and don't get. Do you get overwhelmed?
I do get overwhelmed. I started seeing a therapist this year because I realised I had anxiety issues. Sad time.
Does it help?
The therapy. Yeah, she's very much like I enjoy her. I don't know why I say it like that.
I enjoy her.
No, I enjoy speaking to her. She's kind of like one of the. She's like my best friend keeps saying to me, "Why am I paying a therapist when I could speak to her?" You don't want to offload on your friends. I realize that you where they get to a point where they just hate you. I was like, I don't want to do that to you, best friend. You're my wife. We can't do that. And she was like, no, but I speak to this woman. She's very rational. And she's like, why are you so downing yourself on certain things? Because like you said, I've got three jobs and I say these things to people. And I'm just like, I just do this. I'm
no, it's very impressive.
Yeah, yeah. People are like,
Do you know who you are, right?
But I'm not one of those people that's like, I do this, and this.
Do you want me to text you every day?
No, please don't. Like,
this is actually very impressive. Yeah, no,
but for me, it's just like how I've lived lives where other people are just like, I can't believe you're a lawyer and you do comedy and you do cabaret and a dancer. And it's just like, I'm just kind of like, let's just hustle.
You need to give yourself some credit.
Yeah.
Because I think if you were always like, look how amazing I am for doing this, and this,
you would never have
got to the point where you were doing those things.
Yeah.
You just do them because you.
Oh no, there's people that are like that though.
I know, but like you, who do all these jobs, and
they're just really happy with themselves.
No, but there's people, especially people that we know, like on the circuit, that are just like, I'm the shit.
Name names for the camera.
Sunil Patel. Yeah.
No, but you know, there are people that
famously,
just like,
that
I'm just like, I'm the shit, and I'm doing this or.
But then
I know how to do this. I can sell it to you, and you're just like, but you're not even.
As we all know them, we know it's bullshit.
They're actually very insecure underneath.
Yeah, we know that though.
Yeah. Yes, it's better to be open.
What?
I don't know.
Never be open.
What are we open about? What are we opening?
I know what you mean though. Yeah, it's
do you
No, go on.
Do you cry? Because I cry all the time about the stupidest, embarrassing things. And then Sunil hasn't cried since he tripped over a dog.
No, I watched Creed 2.
Oh, he cried actually twice in his life. Also watching Creed 2.
What part?
I can't really remember it now. His dad died or something? And he's remembering it or something? No, when he won at the end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Or Creed 1?
I think you should one have of taken those. It did in you, more. It was quite a big thing for you to cry at it.
Did you cry at Endgame?
I haven't seen it.
Mic drop. Susie just dropped her mic.
I've not seen Avengers Endgame.
What is Endgame?
Avengers. No, a superhero film.
Just dropped the mic for a second time.
Like, basically, we're the worst people to talk to about superhero films.
Yeah, I don't
films.
Know about superheroes.
What?
I'm sorry. I've seen Spider-Man. Sorry,
Which one?
I don't know.
Okay, there
we go.
The one
where they kiss upside down.
The one with
what? That was like 15 years ago.
Toby Maguire. What have happened to Toby Maguire?
Oh yeah,
got shit roles. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we need to watch Avengers.
Oh my God.
There's no point because you haven't seen any of the 10 years of
seen
the legacy.
Thor.
Of course, you've seen Thor.
That's a funny one.
Wait. Which Thor? One, two, or three?
The funny one.
That would be three.
Yeah.
No, I saw Wonder Woman. Is she an Avenger?
No. Wrong Enterprise. She keep is going, DC.
Black Panther.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
Yes, I have seen Avengers.
Don't say Batman.
Not Batman.
No.
What about Batman. Superman?
No, that's still DC.
What about Catwoman?
You know what? I'm actually quite proud that you watched Black Panther because, you know, Wakanda forever.
I loved it.
Can I just say one thing, though? Yeah. I went to see Black Panther. Me and my dad, big comic book fans, we always go and see the big releases at
IMAX.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. In Waterloo.
Yes, yeah, the IMAX and cinema, yeah.
And, like 2 months before, or like 6 months before release of Black Panther was Thor 3. Yeah. Went to go see that at IMAX. And then when we went to go see Black Panther.
There's three Thors.
There's going to be four.
Four Thors.
They're good.
Wait, is it going to be called Thor 4? Thor 4. I don't know about that. That's mad. I didn't even know there was Thor 1.
Oh, Jesus.
Keisha's like really ashamed of me.
Like she's really upset.
Chris Hemsworth is like sexy as hell.
I think he's very lovely. Yeah.
Which
yes.
is the one that
and
hunts.
His brothers.
Pratt.
Platt.
Which Chris one's Pratt. He? Who's he? He's Captain America. No, that's Hemsworth.
Hemsworth. No,
Parks
no.
Parks and Recreation.
Oh, God. Hemsworth is Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris Pratt is from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes. Okay. I have seen that.
Yeah,
that's
the first one.
Yeah, that's good. But we went to go see Black Panther, and obviously because it was obviously a big first film that featured the black cast, there was going to be black people there that maybe not associated with Marvel cinema, so they decided to stop and search everyone in the cinema.
Are you serious?
I'm not even lying. I'm not. And we were like,
what cinema was it?
In the cinema,
IMAX.
In the cinema.
There was a security guard. You know when you go in, you get your ticket, so you go up the stairs.
Yeah.
There was a security guard checking everyone. And I was like, why are you suddenly checking everyone?
That's never happened when I've been to the cinema before.
I was like, we've been here 3 weeks ago. And they were like, they initially said, are we doing it because of security reasons, because of terrorist stuff that had happened recently?
Right.
But we were like, we were here 3 weeks ago. Terrorist stuff was 5 weeks ago. Why are you doing it now?
Amazing.
It just happens to be a sunny coincidence that suddenly all the black people...
What a weird coincidence.
Yes. But the more black people are coming into your cinema, that you are suddenly going to stop and search everyone.
Oh my God, that's fucked up.
So I tweeted about it as well.
Yeah, good.
I've got a tweet about that. So yeah, it was weird. But you need to...
Okay.
I feel like you should... I think maybe over Christmas,
I
just
don't
want
to let you down. I'm going
yeah,
to do
just,
it.
Just
yeah, I'm
watch
gonna it.
Marvel.
I'm going to do it.
Just watch the Marvel films from Iron Man up until Endgame.
Yeah. I think I saw Iron Man.
Iron Man's good.
Yeah, Iron Man's very good. It's the first one. So watch it from Iron Man all the way up.
But I don't. I find it quite boring when they're fighting. Is there any without fighting?
That's the bit they're all working up to.
I like it when they're
the whole film's heading towards the
fight. So you prefer romantic comedies?
I don't like tension. Yeah. Is there a more romantic comedy?
But every film
Marvel
is tension.
Film?
Any drama is tension.
I don't like it. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Why
don't
you watch
like...
a fireplace for 3 hours?
I don't have a fireplace.
Norwegian Train Journeys on Netflix.
What?
6 hours of watching a train.
No, I don't like to be bored.
Okay.
But I don't want to be unsettled and tense. I want to watch something where everyone's having a nice time.
Any suggestions from the Marvel Universe?
What Marvel film do you recommend?
Where everyone's having a nice time.
Yeah.
Where they're not trying to save the world.
Yeah.
Well, they can save the world, but like we all just know it's going to be fine and there's no... And
oh,
I
then
don't like
watch
it,
Endgame.
Violence. I don't want violence.
You don't want violence in a superhero film?
I really don't
film.
Like violence. Why am I watching it? I don't like it. No violence. Everyone's having a nice time.
I don't know.
Some kissing?
You're dealing with this.
Kissing? Is there any with kissing?
Is this why you enjoyed Spider-Man?
I think that's the only thing I seem to remember from that film when they kiss upside down. It was really fun. Have you ever kissed anyone upside down? Have you ever kissed anyone upside down?
No,
me neither.
I feel like you and Bobby should recreate it.
I feel like we should.
Which one's
oh
Spider-Man?
My God, this is what you should do. This is your new show. You and Bobby recreate the romantic scene from movies.
Yes.
All the Avengers movies.
I'm voting for this to happen. Please vote with me. I've created the show.
We've got a show.
You
we're
have to
doing
buy
it.
Buy all the costumes.
Yeah.
And then recreate it.
Oh my God, I can't
so
wait.
Like Notebook.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought you meant just the Marvel films.
He'll be able to lift me, though.
I thought you meant from all the Marvel films.
No, no, scrap that.
Every kiss from the Marvel films. Really great by Bobby and Harriet.
No. Notebook.
What we do every show is I tell a sad story and we to try and make you guys feel something. Do you want to hear a sad story?
Is it a funny sad story?
No, it's the point is to try and make you be emotional.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. Have I done this before? I don't think so. Right. Okay. A lonely man is forced to give up honking pet geese after noise complaints.
Wait, you said it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
It's not funny. Look how much he loves his geese. This is him with his geese.
This just sounds like a story from Barbados. With his geese.
It's not sad.
Sven Kirby with his pet geese, Norbert, and Beep Beep. A lonely bachelor who bought two pet geese after his girlfriend broke up with him during lockdown has been told to get rid of them because they are too loud. He has been threatened with a fine of up to £5,000. The bird's name, Beep Beep, and Norbert. Were bought for £40 each in June and have become Sven's close companions. £40
each,
that's not
bad. That's not bad for geese.
It's cheaper to get a dead, more expensive to get a dead one.
He lets them waddle freely around the house wearing nappies and often takes them for walks in the local area. The threesome, that seems unnecessary, made headlines earlier in the year when they took a trip to the local pub for a drink. But now Sven faces the heartbreaking prospect of having to let them go after receiving an abatement notice. Oh my God, they've got 28 days.
I love this. Can you stop this man losing his pet geese?
Oh my God, they only have 28 days and this is from the 20th of November.
Oh, they've
oh my God, you've got to save the geese.
Yeah, I don't need that type of law. So,
Well, is there no goose law experts?
No. Number one, you said it wasn't going to be funny.
Well,
it's not funny. Look at him. Sad. This is him taking his geese for a walk. This is him cuddling his geese.
That's funny, though. They've written that story because they know it's funny.
It's
no,
funny.
No, they're trying to help him because he doesn't. He's lost his girlfriend and now he's going to lose Norbert and Beep Beep.
This is a good time to get rid
maybe
of geese, though.
Maybe if he had got rid of the geese, he wouldn't have lost his girlfriend.
He got the geese after his girlfriend left him.
He's making a good point here. Just because they're geese does not mean they don't have the same standing in my house as a cat or a dog might in others. I'm sure that if they have to go, then they will suffer separation anxiety.
No, but I'm saying now is a good... You get a good price for geese at this time of year because people want to eat
them. My God, you think they should... Oh, no. This is him at the pub. They said the threesome at the pub, which
he's got his hands round the goose's neck.
They're all sitting on the seat together.
What did they order?
He's
got a pint and he hasn't. Maybe they will share it.
Maybe that's why the geese don't want to be with him anymore.
The geese want to be with him. They all love each other. They're in a threesome together.
Why do you project these emotions onto animals?
He's really sad.
I don't feel like animals have the same thoughts and feelings ultimately the same way humans do.
What have you done?
Why would you say that?
Have I opened up a box?
I can't believe you just said that.
I'm going to open up a box.
They
oh, shit.
Do. They absolutely do. Don't put your head in your hands again.
I'm sorry.
They do. Do you have any pets?
No.
Obviously.
You need to get yourself two pet geese and to a sub going.
Beep, beep.
What in my two-bedroom flat in Stockwell with the indoor sauna?
Get your dad to get some geese. Try and convince your dad to get some pet geese.
Your dad needs to get some geese.
If my dad got some geese, he's cooking them for Christmas. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. I don't have any... So... You're talking about emotions. I realised actually when I was on the way here that I was scared about one thing when I was growing up. Do you know the show Catchphrase?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Chip. I'm not lying. When I was younger, I would be scared of Mr. Chip and pull the sofa away and hide behind the sofa.
Of all the things.
I know.
All the things to be scared of. I literally
was
scared.
I'm not even lying. I think up until I was like 10, maybe. I was like...
Wow, that is...
What was it about Mr. Chip?
He's weird and scary.
Sinister.
Yeah, he looks sinister.
He moved weird, didn't he? All pixelated.
Yeah, he was weird. He looks nicer now because obviously he's a bit more modern.
Has he got a makeover?
Yeah, he's got a makeover. He looks a bit modern, but like back in the day, just
creepy Mr. Chip.
Like old, like back in the day, whenever they did any like animations, they were always creepy.
They looked weird, didn't
remember
they?
All the stop motion animation is just creepy anyway. But then, like, yeah, every nowadays, yeah, much more.
But I remember being proper scared and like crying over the fact. I was like, it's gonna get me. No.
And yet, your parents continue to watch Catchphrase.
Well, actually, I'm not even. I haven't watched the show, so my mom doesn't really watch like Saturday Night TV properly, apart from like Strictly and X Factor. And I was never really home for the last 10 years to watch it. But we don't really watch that show until about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he looks different.
It's cool. And all the memories start flooding back.
Yeah. Well, every time it comes on or it's in the background, I'm like, Mr. Chip.
Found your weakness.
Yeah.
So if we got hold of Mr. Chip now.
Well, he looks better now.
If Mr. Chip was going to walk through that door right now, how would you react?
I'd be like, no, I do not want to reveal a catchphrase. No, I do not want to remove the screen. No.
Sakisa, thank you so much. How can people find you on social media? Or do you have anything coming up? I mean, live comedy is probably going to be stopped again soon.
Yeah.
Got a month of it, maybe.
Yeah. This, I think, will be out in time of our gig. I think this episode will be out. Yeah. The gig is on the... Yeah, it's coming out on the 8th.
Well, if that is the case, you may follow me on social media, which is Sakisa Comedy on Instagram, or Twix Comedy, which is like the chocolate spelt. Don't ask. don't ask. But I'm running a charity show because I work for a women's charity called Stand Up For Women. Harriet is in it. Come and watch it. It's at on the 15th at 7:45 at the Phoenix Arts Club. Tickets are on sale. It's all to raise money for Solace Women's Aid.
I'm excited.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
The lineup's banging. Rosie Jones is in it.
Very good.
Fern Brady's
lineup.
In it. Maria Shahata's in it. Sarah Mills is in it. Mary O'Connell and me.
Brilliant.
Thank you so
Sorry,
much.
Sorry, Chanel, didn't ask
Did you.
You
want to say something?
Didn't get invited to the gig.
No. You don't stand up for women.
Oh, shit.
You stand down for women. That's what you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.